This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to the former chairperson of the EFF in Limpopo, Josi Butana, who is now a member of the ANC, So he joins me on the line to speak to us about this change. Mr. Butana, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Kamala, and your listeners.
Good evening. Thank you. Now, so of course, the news has already broken that you have rejoined the ANC. What happened there?
We have been helping the ANC to fast track issues of service delivery outside the ANC. The first time when we were in the ANC, we felt that it is moving on a slow pace. Now, we have decided to go out and help it fast track the process of giving people service delivery. And now that we think that they have listened, it was not the ANC that was actually faltering our people, but instead some few individuals, and we think they've listened now. It's time to come back and help it from inside and strengthen its structures and help it win back all the ones that we took from them. It was just us saying, look, in the event you don't do what the people want, these are the consequences that you might face. Now, we are happy that they've listened and they have had a call of cooperating with what their policies and everything that they stand for. Is for. So we are fine. We are prepared now to be within and strengthen and bring back what they have lost. As I'm talking to you now, I'm at what 10. We promised them 100 members, new members. We failed to bring them 100 members. We gave them 110 in Capricorn and in Sikukuni. We gave them 217. So we're coming back one by one, strengthening it. To make it a better organization that it is. 30 years is a small year, is a small period for it to cover all of us. South Africa is a poor country. Unfortunately, we all want employment, we all want this and that. But because the economy is poor, does not mean people must sit on their laurels and do nothing. So, that is why we had to assist it to move faster, and that is what we've done.
Okay.
And I think to this point, we must help it within. The arrangement was not to be punitive, but corrective.
Now, and I'm not being funny. It matters in the context of the conversation. You kept saying we in all of that. What do you mean by we? We have helped them. We're helping them. We're continuing to help them from the inside. Please explain that part.
The people that came back, the 190 and the 217 and all those that are still to come.
You and them were in the EFF, was helping the ANC, your mission in the EFF or the mission of the EFF at that time?
Well, it was my mission and those that are coming back. I don't know about others. I will not speak on their behalf, my brother. They will speak for themselves, but it was our mission, those that are coming back now. That is why after leaving the EFF, we are coming straight to the ANC from the EFF, not going to any other organization.
What happened in the EFF? Why are you leaving?
Like I said, Namola, we think that it is time to come back and strengthen structures of the ANC, and we think that what we wanted to do outside the ANC we have achieved, and there is no point of us holding back.
Are you saying, at least for you as far as you're concerned, the EFF project has achieved its goal?
Well, look, that will be the answer to be given by the EFF leadership. But I can give you my answer, and that is my answer that I've given you.
Okay. Of course, I'll be remiss not to ask about this. There are reports, as you know, that you have had a fallout with national leaders of the EFF. Case in point, Julius Malema. Is that true?
No, it's not a fall. I'll not call it a fallout. I don't know how people will want to describe it or how he himself will want to describe it.
Yeah.
I've always taken Julius as a leader and to, beyond a leader, as a brother, right?
Right.
I just felt that there are some points where he will overstep and understand or treat me in a manner that was not respectful. And at some point, as a man, you'll have to remind a person who might have forgotten because of other pressures or conditions that remember. We are human beings, we are leaders, we must respect each other, not because we are scared, not because I'm scared of you or you are scared of me, but we must respect each other as individuals. And I just had to remind him of that. I don't know how you will take it. You will take it as a fight or a fallout.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't remember anywhere in the Constitution, in the Bible, or in the society, when you remind a person to respect you, it be labeled or coined as a fallout.
Mm.
But I'm at a point where that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is my respect and my peace. And anyone, Julius or any other person who does not respect me will find me ready and I'll respond appropriately without limits, by the way. It being him or any other person, not only him, but any other person. It can't be that you throw me with a bag of sand and I respond with a sponge. I don't care who you are.
Okay.
President or no president, what or what, commander of the soldiers or no commander of the soldiers. No one has a right of hating me, and I can't protect myself. So that must be a message that is that must be known by everyone. So that cannot be seen as a fallout from anyone. I'm a family man. I have kids. I have children. And I cannot allow myself to be abused because that is you undermining me and my family.
Yeah.
And I'm a president of the union called away too. So if I allow anyone to abuse or disrespect me, I'm saying my constituency must be disrespected or be bullied and my family must suffer same or must go the same. So I don't care who. Anyone must respect me. But I can tell you now, I'll never start anyone. But anyone who fires the shot, I'm going to double the shots.
What are some of these incidents that you interpreted or were disrespectful for you and to you to such an extent that you took the decision you took?
Well, look, that might not be very important now. The important thing is that we have joined the ANC and we are going to help the ANC bring back all the words that it has lost under our leadership in the ANC. I mean, when we were in the EFF, and we are going to help the ANC win back all the universities that we have helped the EFF to lose in our time. So those incidences, those that fired the first trigger or those that fired the first shot will know them.
Yeah.
And opening those wounds does not help the society with anything. It does not bring any water to any village. So let's concentrate on issues that will develop our people. And I think me and him are matured to understand that we can be civil. He can give a good speech without hating me. And I can give a good speech without hating him. So us going back doesn't help anything.
You said that if someone throws you with a bagger stinger, you're going to respond, right? And you also say that you're going to help the ANC win the universities, win the wards that you had helped the EFF. Is this, you helping the ANC win the wards, win the universities, a part of your response?
It's not a part of my response, but it's part of my responsibility as a member in good standing of the ANC. It's my responsibility to make the ANC stronger. It's my responsibility to organize for the ANC, and I can't allow the ANC to lose in my presence. It has never been my character, and it will never be my character. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. So I will not start today to lead an organization that continuously loses.
What is the understanding of your return to the ANC? How did the conversation actually happen with the leadership, whether it's of Peter Mkabo or otherwise, to say, look, I want to rejoin the ANC. I want to help you in this way and this way. How did that conversation unfold?
Every organization continuously recruits people to its ranks. And then when they approached me to say, Comrade Josie, can you join the ANC? I agreed. Like any person who's been recruited and finding myself not having differences with their policies. I've been a member of the ANC before, so it means I've agreed with their policies. is I was just worried about the pace they were moving, and I've agreed to say, look, comrades, I'm coming, and then let us fast track pace of service delivery to our people.
Mm.
And that is where I am now, and we have agreed on that. It is their commitment, it's my commitment that our people must be employed, our people must get shelter, our people must get water, and our people must be protected by their government. And I'm not coming here looking for a job or anything.
Yeah.
You remember when I left the ANC in the first place, I was a senior manager in the office of the NEC in in Lidet.
Yeah.
And then when I left the EFF, I was I voluntarily resigned from legislature. And when I'm joining the ANC when it has closed its conferences, now focusing on campaign.
Mm.
So it tells you that I'm here to work. I'm not here for position. So there is no bogorol that will talk about the position.
And you have not been promised any.
Because I'm
And you have not been promised any position.
I'm not promised any position. And that anyone who promised me a position on the basis of recruitment, that person will be undermining me, and it's what I don't want.
Okay. Now tell me.
I have a butcher that is taking care of me. It's fine.
Okay.
And you must come and buy the meat there.
Yeah.
Stop eating this strong
okay, hang on.
Tell me. That are eating pampasses.
Tell me about weight, Mr. Bhutan. Tell me about weight. So what is the... Was there a conversation about your organization Wetu as to how it's going to relate with your position in the ANC?
Look, I don't expect a conversation between me and them on Wetu. If it comes, my position still stands the same. Wetu is not affiliated to any political party. We did not form it under any pressure or out of any anger. Wetu must continue to represent workers.
Mm.
Is for the workers and by the workers. So in the event you align it to the ANC or any other political organization, you are then going to make other workers suffer. So it's not going to relate to or affiliate to any of those things. It's an independent one. So I, as a politician, am protected by the Constitution as a citizen of South Africa to associate with any organization I so feel I want to associate with. And I think the leaders of the ANC understand that. And there's not been any discussion about me and Wetu on the matter.
You said to me earlier that 30 years is a small and I think we mean short period to be able to make the changes that the governing ANC needs to make in service delivery to the people. Is that thinking not a very serious turnaround from a position you held when you were in the EFF?
I'm not going to speak about me in the EFF. I'm going to talk about me in the ANC.
Yeah.
I'm saying you will understand that our people suffered for the longest time. It took more than 30 years for our people to be where they are now.
Yeah.
And you can't expect in a period of 30 years to change what has happened for over 400 years. It's just us being impatient with the ANC. Now, let's agree that let's give it enough space and time. The issue must be that the ANC must not relax. It must work hard and more harder. And we must all assist it. We must make it a point that business people come to the party, individual people come to the party in trying to assist it to resolve these problems that... The society is facing.
Okay.
We're having a lot of people here that need employment, that need shelter and all that. So we must from time to time help the government to empower our people.
All right. Mr. Bhutan, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.